When the punk band the Sex Pistols became popular in the United Kingdom in the 70s, they were viewed as a serious threat to the well-being of the establishment. Back then, the fear was that kids would take the band's anarchist views to heart. Commentator Crispin Sartwell has a son who grooves to punk music and likes its message. He says, on behalf of his children, bring on the noise.
I have a 20-month-old daughter. She's alert and inquisitive and has the charming habit of pointing at things and saying, "What that, Daddy?" "Tree, Janie." My 11-year-old son, Vince, is also alert and inquisitive, and he's a skateboarder, which in these halcyon days entails that he loves punk music. He asked Dad his own questions. For example, he recently asked me to interpret this lyric for him.
Yeah. No justice, no peace, no racism.
They aren't against peace and justice, are they? No, Vince. They're saying that if you don't give us justice, we won't give you peace. That's the band Anti-Flag, which, like a lot of punk bands these days, is a left anarchist collective. I find myself parsing such phrases as free all political prisoners, and racist cops and racist judges don't equal justice. Now, as a philosophy professor at an art school, I also happen to instruct skater punks once they reach the other side of their adolescences, when they've based it in the music for a while. By the time they come to me, they're full-fledged, pierced-up, anti-capitalist, anti-globalization activists, ready to tear down the WTO brick by brick. The ancient Chinese sage Xunzi argued that good music makes a well-ordered state, while bad music creates chaos. I think he had it backwards. Anti-Flag and its spiritual and musical allies, such as Against All Authority, rage against the state, and in my opinion, they make damn good music. But as Xunzi has said, music really does tend to work its way into you and change who you are. Whether you're listening to Tammy Wynette, Wagner, or Britney Spears, it says something about you. And if you keep listening long enough, the stuff starts to remake you in its own image. So under the auspices of political punk music, I'm predicting a massive shift to the left in the youth of today, similar to what we experienced in the 60s when my generation was lured to starboard by Bob Dylan and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I'm hoping, though, that this time they turn out to be anarchists rather than communists. Meanwhile, I urge you, the powers that be, don't stand in the doorway or block up the hall, free the political prisoners and end the racist injustice, because my boy Vince may be only 11, but he's listening to Anti-Flag and he's coming.
Bastards. Crispin Sartwell teaches philosophy at the Maryland Institute College of Art in Baltimore.